And what museum are you going to?
Steve, New York Botanical Gardens is not really a museum, but they have like a train show, which is perfect for our 4-year-old, so we're taking him to do that today. Kitty 2 VHF.
Hey, Jonathan, you know where I want to go? Soon as I buy a ramp. You know, I have a hub around motorbikes here. They sell a ramp. It's an aluminum ramp that folds up for like $300. So I have to find out more. I want to buy that because in the family here, we have a big van. And maybe Jeremy said he'll take me out to the, the Vanderbilt Planetarium. And we'll take his little boy. He'll enjoy it too.
Sounds interesting. You said that's a ramp you want to buy? Like a metal ramp for your chair?
Exactly. Because he can get me into the passenger side by lifting me and then push the ramp. You know, it's motorized, so get the ramp into the back.
Sounds great. Maybe Santa Claus will bring you a ramp next year. Sounds like a really, you know, a good thing that would really enable you to be more mobile. Good luck with it.
Absolutely. While we're talking about more mobile, I don't know if I met you, I was at the holiday party, and I'm going to the picnic. I had to hire an ambulette, which is expensive, but for 2 times a year, it's fine.
Great, yeah, no, I haven't made it to a meeting yet. They tend to be, I guess, at 6:30 in Mid-Island, and I work in Manhattan, so I really would have to leave work considerably early to do it, but I'm going to make a point here to get out there when I can in the coming year, certainly.
Well, the upcoming meeting, I'm told, they're demonstrating drones. I'd love to go, but I can't. I got no transportation.
I'm sorry, you said they're demonstrating drones? That's interesting. Drones for what kind of application?
Oh, no, just drones. People put cameras on them. It's a hobby.
Yeah, no, I read a fair amount about it. It's a very interesting area, yeah. So this will be at what? The Ham Fest or something? When will that be?
At the up-and-coming IMOC meeting. Webber Town Hall.
Oh, so it's like a PowerPoint presentation about drones?
Again?
So it's like a PowerPoint presentation, sort of everything you ever wanted to know about drones, is that it? KD2BHM.
Believe you're actually going to have a drone there.
Great, well thanks for the tip, I'll see if I can make it.
Let's talk to Richie. K2KNB, could probably see you with Morton. Hold on, my phone's ringing, I'm sorry. M2EM.
Okay, KD2VHN, I'm in some traffic, I'll be on the side listening. 73s.
Jonathan, are you still there? M2EL.
Yes, yeah, this is Jonathan, KD2BHN. I'm in the Bronx. Am I making it okay?
Oh, yeah, you're getting in fine. Yes, I had a nice phone call from a doctor, a specialist, that I used to use in West Hampton. And we became friends because I knew her so well. And she called me up to wish me a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Isn't that nice?
Very nice. Good. That sounds like a good call to get. Well, absolutely. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as well. So, by the way, what kind of equipment are you using for 2 meters there? I don't think I've ever heard you describe your shack.
Okay, Jonathan, first off, say how long I know this doctor. She was treating me way back in about 1967. That's how long I know her. I was a kid. But anyway, she's a doll. She's still in practice. Partial retirement. And she treated me at Cornell. But now she's semi-retired. She has an office in West Hampton Beach by, what's it called, Dubrovsky Airport. Anyway, this radio does FM and D-Star. It's 2 meter 440. And like I say, it does D-Star, a digital mode. It's called an ID880.
Great. Have you played around much with D-Star? I've done some things on Fusion, but I haven't tried D-Star. Is that something you've had experience with?
I didn't get what I got curious about, yes. I get on, but there's not a lot of it. I wish there was more activity. I do want to maybe get on DMR, you know, which is also called Moto Turbo. But right now, something came up, and I have to conserve money. So maybe what I'll do is save up a little money each week.
Yeah, I have a DMR radio, but I've never really gotten around to programming it correctly. I played around with Fusion a bit. There's a really good 70cm Fusion repeater in the Bronx at 44800, which is usually hooked up to a node, and you can talk to people all over the country or beyond on that, and that's been fun. But D-Star is something that's been on my list of things to try out. KDQBA channel.
Okay, Jonathan. And to you. What kind of DMR radio do you have? How much is it? Do you have a Tytera base station? I'm going to go online in a little while. I fell asleep the other night, very early. I intended to look. And what do you know about the club DMR?
Sorry, I was just getting a toll there. I think it's a Tytera. It's like an MD380, if I recall the model number correctly. It's a 70cm only DMR radio.
So that's what the club has. Is that a base station, you know, a mobile base?
No, it's an HT.
Model number do you know of that I can search for a mobile radio? I'll use it now for the power supply. So like I said, I can't buy anything right now. I have to save up.
Yeah, I'd look at Tytera, but I haven't really looked into DMR base units, so I'd have to look at that further, but I'm sure someone makes very good ones. KDQBHN.
Okay, Charlie. I mean, Jonathan. I want to buy one, but like I said, I got to be very careful. You know, when I lived in Whitestone, Queens, I actually had a Motorola, Moto Turbo radio. Unfortunately, I sold it. I was on a repeater in Flushing.
Great, yeah, I think the nicer DMR radios are the Motorolas, and those are really sort of commercial grade. Tytera seems to be a little bit lower end, but more accessible. That's at least the perception I have, but I haven't really played around with it too much yet.
Well, there's no way I could afford another one.
Yeah, I guess the next big project I'm planning out is, do I want to put HF or HF and UHF VHF in the car?
I don't know. I was driving, which of course I don't do anymore. I had an ICOM 7000, which went 160 meters to 440. Very nice radio. I had an antenna on the roof of the car on a Motorola NMO mount, and on the left rear bumper, quarter panel, I had a ball mount with a none more than a CB width. And what I used was an ICOM AH4 2000. It was loaded up on the E-band and it worked fine.
I'm sorry, we're going to drop you for a minute here. A bit too much traffic, KDQBHM, but I'll be back in a while. KDQBHM will be listening. And here we are. Sorry about that. I was just in a bit of a hairy situation on the highway. 7,000? That's the forerunner, I guess, of the 7100, which is their all-band thing for mobile.
I'm not sure. I think now it's 7600. I have a 2000. It was a nice radio.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the Icon D-Star one. I think it's a 7100, which has the detachable faceplate for mobile, and you kind of mount the main transceiver under a seat in the car, and it covers basically, I think, 160 to 70 cm. It's a very, very broad coverage unit.
That's that big radio because it's very expensive.
It is, but it does absolutely everything in one box. It does everything in one box with one. So if I ever decide to pull the trigger on robust mobile capability, maybe I'll do that. But until then, it will continue to be the HT in the car with a mag mount like I'm using now.
I know, Jonathan. I have to be, like I say, very careful with money right now. Something came up that I'm not going to go into on the radio. But I'm thinking of the possibility that maybe each week I could put some money aside that has not been spent and buy a radio for DMR.
Sounds like a worthwhile project. I mean, it's...
Drop that, Jonathan.
Sorry, did I double with you? KDQBHM.
I don't think so. I think you dropped out. But yes, it is a worthwhile thing. I want to get on a Limelock DMR repeater if possible. And yes, it's on 440. And I think it's right here in Plainview, not far from me.
You could probably then do that with just a 5-watt, 70 cm DMR HT. I mean, you're not going to need power if you're in Plainview. Hook that up to any decent 70 cm antenna and you should be fine, I would think.
I know, it's just inconvenient to hold on to an HT. That's why I'd like to get a mobile radio. I could run it off the same power supply and put it either below or above the radio I have now.
Great, well, good luck with that. Yeah, I mean, you know, what I found when I was using HTs as base is that just getting an external mic eliminates most of that inconvenience problem, but, you know, it's still a battery, you've got to charge it, and it's not really optimal, so I can see why you'd want a robust base unit, so good luck with that. Anyway, I'm about to arrive at my destination here, so I'm going to sign for now, but I may be on later driving back. Nice chatting, good luck with the rest of your day. KD2BHN will be clear on your final, and 73s.
Okay, Jonathan. You have a nice day, too. And we're having a good day here. Have a good one, and to you.
Yeah, and to you, and to my problem. Just thought I'd say hello. I'm just been listening. Too busy to talk, but just want to let you know I'm listening to you guys, and to Andy.
Hi, Barry. I guess I heard what I said. I'm going to save up money. I'm not going to take it out of the reverse mortgage. I can't do that. But whatever's left over that's in my account at the end of the week, I'm going to put it away and save up for a DMR radio. You know, a club has one. I know you didn't care for it. Remember, I had the Motorola. Now I wish I never sold it. Somebody in Howie's group bought it.
Yeah, I know. I remember when you had it. You should look around because I think they keep threatening to come out with something that works in all three of those modes, you know, D-Star, DMR, and whatever the Yaesu version is. I don't know what happened with that, but they were talking about that, and they may have something soon.
Net tonight at 8:30 W2.
I don't know what you just said, Richie. All I got was a half of a word, so I have no idea what you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, you said they will have one soon. Do you mean my mug? Because they have one.
No, of course not. No, I'm talking about a company like Yaesu or Icom, one of those companies, was talking about coming out with a radio that operates in all three of the new digital modes. That'd be nice. You wouldn't have to have a table full of stupid radios.
It's true. I could get some money out of this D-Star radio. That's a good point. Like I said, I can't afford to do anything right now. But what I can do, at the end of the week when money is left over, I can save up little by little each week.
Yeah, that would work. Anyway, I said I was just chiming in to say hi. So I got to get back to what I'm doing, but I am listening. And when things slow down, I'll join you. But right now I got a few things we're doing here, so I'm listening, though. Just let you know the roll for years or something like that. I'm too real and too my problem.
Okay, Barry. By the way, you're very basic. There were no eyes.
Okay, I don't know if I have any control. I might have my hand over the microphone or something. I don't know. Let's try this. Maybe this sounds better. I was holding the radio from the back. If that doesn't do it, we'll go to round two later. I'm just playing with it now.
Okay, Barry. I don't know. On the computer, there should be settings to equalize the audio. See you later. M2MB, M2EO.
Okay, Rich. I'll catch up to you when things die down. After we take one of the kids out of school later at about 2 o'clock or some 3 o'clock, about 3 o'clock, then I'll be able to play with the radio. And to Mike Bravo, Clemson University. See you later.
Okay, Barry. Thank you for coming in. You made my day. See you later. And so we are.
N2EO, KA2G,
And KA2 was a GEF, N2EO. Good how would you say good morning? Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Rich. The name here is Bob. I've spoken to you before. And I was listening to your conversation about the DMR radio. I have TYTs at the MD380. And you can get them on Amazon for, I just looked it up, $97. And it comes with a 2,000 battery, milliamp battery, which lasts a nice part of the day.
All right. What did you say, $36?
No, the radio is $97. It's on Amazon.com. I have two TYTs, and one of them has a 36 milliamp battery, and the other one has the DMR radio has only a 2,000 milliamp battery.
All right, I'll check it out. But what I really want at the base station. So, but that would be good. I have a problem here. I'm not going to elaborate on the radio. I mean, on the situation. But it has to wait.
Not a problem. But you can do, I use it as the base also. I'm down in Baldwin, and I can get into the Plainview machine with the HT. WAK has a repeater also in Malvern, and there's several. And, of course, you got ours in Plainview and in Glen Oaks. So you're not going to get, you're going to get out nicely, even from Massapequa.
Thank you. That's good to know. Okay, who supplied you with the code plug? Does Weimark have a code plug?
Yeah. The same guy who's going to fly the, what do you call those things? The helicopters at the club. What's his name? Jay.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to be showing drones tonight at the club. But for obvious reasons, I won't go into it, but I can't go.
Okay, not a problem. And, what else was I going to tell you? Yeah, you just hook it up to a, all you need is an adapter if you want to have an outside antenna. You can have a BNC to connector on the antenna. I have an adapter, which is a BNC, and it screws into that. Or you can have a little jumper. And, it works out nicely. It works out nicely. And there's nets on there also. And Limark does have a good coverage area on that DMR. I enjoy it.
All right. You know, it's a shame. I used to have a Motorola, which is very expensive. You know, Howie's repeater in Flushing, they were one of the first ones to have that. DMR, also called Moto General. I sold it, and I shouldn't have. One of the guys in that group bought it.
Okay. Yeah, I know Howie. I was just on his repeater before. And, I know the system that you're talking about. But, and it's a good radio. You can have other radios on there. You can have, not only does it do, I have some FM radios on there besides the DMR because, hey, it's a UHF radio. So I utilize it for that also.
I know. Same with my old Motorola. It did DMR and FM. But right now there's a problem, a money problem, okay? So I'm not going to buy it right now. Like I said to Barry and Jonathan, I'm going to save a little money each week. I'd rather not have an HT. It's not bad. I hit everything. I agree with you. It's just inconvenient. I want to put a mobile radio in here. On top of or underneath this radio and switch back and forth for the coax switch. Much more convenient.
Actually, you can do the same thing with the HT because all it is an antenna jumper and you can use a cigarette lighter. Got a phone call. Call you later, Rich. KA2GEF.
Okay, thank you. K-A-2-G-E-F and Julio.
Q B V. I'm out of the office listening to the beep.
Oh, Joe. Breaking up, but I'll try and make it. K2QBV and 2EO.
He said, but... I mean, stand by. 23. This should be better, Richard. Is it any better?
Yes, it is, Joel. Anyway, how are you? Happy New Year, belated one, and I hope you had a good holiday.
I did. Happy New Year to you, too. I was trying to calibrate the beam. Now that the leaves are off the trees, I can see where the north is. What that means is there happens to be one spot I know is north by the map I have, a topographic map, but I couldn't see it because of the leaves, foliage. So now I can see it, so I had it arbitrarily set for north before, and finally I was out there with my coat, without my coat, and got up high and saw around. I'm off by, which is not a bad guess, by 5 degrees, but the beam was under some tenor. I mean, obviously taking that into account. Taking it into account. So, when I'm reading right now, 146 degrees, it's really 151. So I have to push a couple buttons and get it back on calibration. That's what I did today. Plus, I joined my wife. She wanted to get my son a tablet. So I was in the Apple store for a few hours. And I left them and came home.
Okay, Joe. Well, we have an Apple tablet. I gave it to Patty just before she went in for her surgery, because she was very nervous. Unfortunately, what happened a couple of weeks ago, just before Christmas, Jeremy, her son, I think it was silly, he put it down on the floor, and he had it up by an outlet with a charger, you know, charging it up. Anyway, he forgot it was there. And he stepped on it and broke the screen. So we're trying to find a place other than Apple that'll do it for less.
I don't know who puts it on the floor. Okay. But there are places that are around. There's a couple around here. I never was in them. But I know what they get. You break the front of it twice for $50. And if you break it more than twice, it's out of warranty. Okay, well, we bought one for as a treat. And that was it. So I decided to come home. I was cold. And this was on my mind. The controller I have is a green herring controller for the front pitch rotator. You have to push 4 buttons and put it on first.
Button.
So I didn't do that. I'm warming up now.
N2RYE. Okay, there's Lenny. Turn it over to Lenny. Joel. But Joel, I want to ask you a question. Are you saying Apple will fix it to $50? That's wonderful if that's true.
Well, I didn't say that. I said if you buy an Apple there and you have a warranty on it, if you break it, which means something abused, they'll fix it for the $50 twice. This is their new deal. And then after, it's out of the warranty business. So that's what I got out of the conversation listening, because you just bought an Apple for $500. Okay, is YE King 2 Queen Baker Victor Vet?
Yeah, good afternoon there, Richie, and whoever that other person is. I was going to tell you that, I don't know, if it's under warranty, definitely go with Apple. But if not, there's a place on Hempstead Turnpike called SAKKI, and they do repairs like that.
Joel, Kitten 2, Queen, Bravo, Victor. Okay, Joel. And Whitey. So unfortunately, it's not purchased at Apple. I got it at Best Buy. What do you think, Joel? I'll try the place he suggested is the place near here. Not near here, but an Anuette that does it. But I don't know all the sizes they really carry of an Apple. That could do it much less than $100. Well, this didn't have any of the components in it. I don't know. Good luck to you, Richard. And I don't know the other guy's name. I think you're the other station. Why? I said it was Lenny. Go ahead, Richard. Give me the info. Okay, his name is Lenny. And Lenny had forgotten your call letters. He just changed his call letters. So I don't remember. Then Lenny talked to Joel. Joel is north in Rockwood County. Joel. I mean, boy, am I wacko today. Lenny, pick it up. Okay, Joel and Richie. Yeah, the call is November 2, R-Y-E, like rye bread, right, R-Y-E. Yeah, what I was saying is there's a place on Hempstead Turnpike near me by the railroad tracks in Farmingdale that does that type of repair. I couldn't tell you how much he would charge you. You'd have to call him, but he could definitely fix it. Okay, Lenny. We'll have to check. I know Patty was fuming at this, because, you know, she used it. She didn't use it much before she went into the hospital. But now she used it. Her son used it, stepped on it, and the baby. Baby liked to play games. Yeah, Joe. You tell whoever stepped on it that you could put shoes on the floor and garbage on the floor. But expensive electronic stuff you don't put on the floor. All right, you guys continue. I'm trying to warm up. My hands are so cold. I don't know why my hands are cold. I was outside trying to look at the direction of something. All right, I'll give it back to you, Richard. See you later. I'm going to be home this afternoon. We're not doing anything today. It's just sort of a holiday, although some stores are open, some aren't. Okay, 2QBV was clear, and over to N2EO. Goodbye. Okay, Joel. You know, you can I wanted to tell you, you can calibrate that much closer using the bearing from the sun. Did you know that? I know all the tricks with it, I know. I could do it another way, too. But it's in a program. No, I just... Hey, it's got a 50-degree beam width. So I don't have to worry. I'm good at 50, it's fine. I just took a guess the first time. That was off by 5. Okay, see you later. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, Joe. Good luck with that. Money over to you, sir. And it was very nice meeting you with the Christmas party.
Oh, it was definitely enjoyable, Rich, where I was able to put a face to a voice. And if I did, wish you a belated Merry Christmas and definitely a Happy New Year to you. You look really good at the Christmas party. You look very happy and cheerful and healthy. And that's the important thing to keep yourself up and around there. But as I said, you could try that place. They're probably in the phone book. He does repairs on everything, on computers, on cell phones, on iPods, on just about everything. And he's reasonably priced. So if you choose or you want, you can give him a call. He might give you an estimate. You know, he can tell you what it might cost. Because it's, like you say, it's the screen. So you can probably definitely give your price on that. So what else is going on there, Rich?
Okay, Lenny. You're really old-fashioned when you say phone book.
I'll hook them up on the internet. That'll work also. If I wasn't so lazy, I have one of his magnets on the refrigerator. But I don't know, that might be advertising or something. But it's S-A-K-K-I. And I can tell you, he does good work. You know, I can highly recommend him. And I guess he's reasonably priced. I really don't know who to compare him with, but you know, he'll definitely get you up and running though.
20. Well, Charlie is going to have to pay for it. He broke it. Not me. And Patty is very upset about that. Because I had given it to her as a gift.
Oh, that's definitely understandable. You know, the last thing you want is for someone to step on your, you know, on your iPad or iPod or... Or Apple, you know, any electronics thing there, especially the screen, because it's without the screen, you really can't do anything with the, you know, with the instrument.
That's right. Well, like I say, he did it. You have to pay it. So she got boarded for her because she was just going into the hospital. Get those tumors removed. We were all worried it might be cancerous, which it was. And she loves it.
KWA for a comment.
You're very low, but let's try it. Station for a comment.
Hey, Rich, this is W2KWA. What unit is it? What is it that broke the screen? On which one?
I don't know if there's a model number. I bought it for her as a gift. It was cost me $400, and it's a 16 gigabyte iPad.
Is it an iPad 2, iPad 3?
I don't know. Thing is, I bought it less than 6 months ago. It is not covered, I don't think, by Apple. It was purchased at Best Buy.
Okay, stand by. I'll get you an idea how much that's going to cost. The screen is cracked. The screen is cracked, correct? Or is the digitizer broke also, or you're not sure?
I am not sure. I asked Patty what was broken. She didn't want to talk about it. She was very upset.
Okay, I'll give you an idea in a few minutes. Give me a couple of minutes. I'll get back to you. W2KWA.
Okay, thank you. Pick it up, Lenny.
Yeah, Rich, it sounds fine like an iPad, too. Being you bought it like 6 months ago, and based on the price you paid, sounds like it too, but I can't be positive. And it's probably the screen, because, you know, unless Jeremy weighs 200 pounds or more, I don't think he had enough force to actually go into the circuitry of the board.
Oh, he does. In fact, he's trying to lose his weight. Would you believe he must? I don't know what he weighs. At least 400 pounds.
Oh, well, it could be.
Yeah, Richie, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but when you go into Best Buy, they have a thing called the Geek Squad or some nonsense like that. Anyway, it's a computer repair center in Best Buy. And you just go with an estimate.
And maybe you could order the part and then have somebody install it for you.
All right, Barry came in there. He's in South Carolina visiting his son. He came in on that going. He said, Geek Squad. I don't think so. Why don't you pick it up and turn it over to Barry?
Yeah, no, I don't think Geek Squad is is set up to do repairs on equipment, you know, transferring components and stuff. They're more, I think, software-based, where they troubleshoot things like software-based, I think. But if you could get the board, I'm sure there's somebody that we can connect with that, or even somebody maybe in Limelock that could, you know, install the board for you. N2RYD. Pick it up, Barry.
So he's 2KWA for a comment.
Here's her iPad. Every 6 months, one of the kids break it. And she knows how to fix it. You have to put a hair dryer around the edges. It opens up. You got to be a little savvy, but she does it, and she's repaired, what, 3 times already? Yeah. She buys boards for it. Everything she does. So you can do that, Richie.
W2KWA for a comment.
What?
Okay, Richie, I spoke to that gentleman at Saki Computers on Hempstead Turnpike. He's 22 Hempstead Turnpike in Farmingdale. He charges $85 to repair it.
Thank you. That's wonderful. I just hope he didn't break the board when he stepped on it.
That's the only problem. That's what he asked me. If it's bent, you got a much bigger problem. If he stepped on it and bent it, if he stepped on it and cracked the screen, and there's a digitizer underneath it, it comes as one unit. But if he cracked the board underneath, you got a problem. If you want, I have his phone number. If you want to take it, write his phone number down. He said you just would have somebody drop it off in a day and pick it up the next day.
Okay. Give me his phone number, but go very, very slow. My hands shake. I have tremors. I'm seeing the doctor tomorrow.
Okay, take your time. You know the area code, 516. And the number is 293.
Okay, I got it. You know, I write like a child. I've had a problem with tremors. It's a side effect of some other medications, I take. You know, the girl has given me a 5 o'clock appointment on Friday. There was some kind of mistake because I went over there and there was nobody there.
That figures. All right, well, you do what you have to do. Relax. That's all you can do is just relax. But you got this information. You got his phone number. He's on 22 Hempstead Turnpike. So all you really would have to do is just have somebody out there by you, drop it off, and he can pick it up the next day. But he seems like a very nice gentleman. I explained to him briefly your situation, and he was very helpful. He said, just drop the unit off. He'll take care of it for you. Nice, nice guy. And I mentioned somebody else on the radio had mentioned his store, so he kind of was thanking him also. He's got a very good rating. He's got a 5-star rating, so I guess he does the right thing. Whoever, I think Lenny said, might have recommended him, so very good. All right, gents, I don't want to tie it up. I just wanted to get some information out there and give you a hand calling up with it. It's a little hard for you. I'll be listening. You guys have a good day. I'm just sitting around, not doing much of nothing, I guess. W2KWA, located in Brooklyn.
Okay, well, you are doing something. You helped me, and I thank you very much. It's at 22 Hempstead Turnpike. I'm writing it down. And Saki Computer, S-A-K-K-E.
S-A-K-K-I, Saki Computer, S-A-K-K-I. And this is 22 Hempstead Turnpike B, Farmingdale. Saki, S-A-K-K-I, and it's 22 Hempstead Turnpike B.
22 Hempstead, what? Say it phonetically.
Sure, 22 Hempstead Turnpike, Tango Uniform. form Romeo November Pike. Stern Pike. And then the letter B as in Bravo. I guess he has like row stores, I guess, on Hempstead, that area. So he's 22 Hempstead, Turn Pike, B is in Bravo.
Okay, everything I had, what I needed, I didn't know if you said B or V, but I got it now.
Okay, no problem. Once again, I'll be just standing by listening. W2KWA.
Thank you. And yeah, I hope you had a happy New Year.
You too, Rich.
Get up. Is Barry in it?
I am and I am not. I'm actually doing things in the house at this time, so I'm listening in the background, and I'll break in every now and then for the meantime. But anyway, as I was saying, Christine has fixed her iPad 3 times already. She's put new screens on it, and she has a very interesting way to do it. She takes a hair dryer and she runs it around the edges. For some reason, that opens it up, and then she can do it, plug stuff in, take stuff out. She's really good at it.
Come on, Barry. I can't do these things anymore. I used to be a cracker jack, and I'm a little jack.
Yeah, but Jeremy might be able to do that. I mean, you know, when he's working, he does stuff like that. So, you know, it's not that hard. You open it up with a hairdryer. I mean, you know, everybody's got a hairdryer.
I know. I'm going to bring it. We're going to bring it to a professional. It'll get done.
Yeah, no problem. I didn't understand. I was listening, but I'm touch and go on this today. So how much did they say that he gets a set rate to repair it, and how much did he say it was? As I was listening in the background, it sounded pretty reasonable.
Lenny, what did he say? I think he said $85, correct?
Yes, that's his flat rate. It's like $85 an hour, and most repairs that he does takes, you know, less than an hour, so it's just a flat rate, and the parts are included in that flat rate, so usually $85 is like a standard fee that he charges. Also, he's open till 6 p.m. during the week and the weekend. He opens, I think, like around 8 o'clock in the morning and closes around 6.
Yeah, Christine was telling me, usually the highest price she paid for the board parts was about $50. So if this guy's getting $85, that ain't bad, because he's probably paid, well, he's a professional, so he may get the parts for less, but if you went and bought the parts, it would probably run you close to $50. So for a few dollars more, the guy's doing it for you.
Of course, Barry. The extra money that you mentioned, if he cracked the board, and you know Jeremy is heavy.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, as they say, all those parts are available on the internet, and she's done it 3 times to iPad. It's actually not her iPad, it's Sam's. It was given to him by the university, and he's got to give it back looking perfect. So she fixes it, and they don't even know it was broken. Anyway, I got to get back to what I'm doing. I'll talk to you later, and to myself.
I think she ought to keep it away from the kids when she's not there.
Nah, they play with it all the time. And if it breaks, she fixes it. That's the best way to go. You can't keep things away from kids. This is a small, well, it's not a small house, but it's 3 kids. You just can't do that. You know, they're going to get it. Anyway, doesn't matter. I'll be back in a little while. I'm to my phone.
Okay, Barry. Take care, and Lenny, E-Y-R-Y-E, right, pick it up.
Yeah, right back to you, Rich. Yeah, I can tell you that I brought two computers into him for repairs. One of them, the I went and got the DVD, CD stuck in the drive. I didn't realize that there was a disc in there. And by inserting another one, they got jammed, and I couldn't get them out. And he got them out and replaced the drive again, same price, $85, and he recovered the two DVDs. And, you know, they both worked. You know, they weren't damaged or destroyed or anything. And then the other one, we were having a problem with the getting on the internet. I don't know exactly what he did, but he corrected, I guess they were corrupted files or something. And again, same thing, $85, and he had it back the next day, so it wasn't too bad. In the case with the CD DVD, it was actually 3 days because he had to order it, I guess, through Gateway or whatever. So there was a slight delay, you know, shipping back and forth there. But I give him high recommendations. You know, reasonably priced, does a good job, and you know, he's just an all around good repair guy. Right back to you there, Rich.
Okay, Rich. And into Rio. What sounds great? He's relatively competitive. You know what I may have fixed for me? I have an external hard drive to backup and the connector on the back. The USB connector shakes around and the computer doesn't recognize it. Now, I'm going to take a look at it today myself. That's something I can think I can handle. But if not, I'll send it over to him when Jeremy takes in the iPad.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you could probably reconnect it or replace the USB port or whatever. The only problem is, you know, same price, $85. So it might be, you know, that might be an expensive repair thing, you know, if you bring it to him, because he, you know, everything is flat rated. So, you know, whatever you bring in, it's like $85. So that's something you might want to hopefully, you know, fix on your own, I guess.
Yeah, I know. Because an external hard drive is not worth that much today. I understand. I don't remember what files are on there. There may be files on there that are not already backed up. So that would be a reason.
What I would do maybe in the hopes of maybe being less expensive is get another external drive and ask him to get the data off of that one and put it onto another one for that same $85, and this way you recover whatever's on that drive, and then decide at a later date maybe if you really want to fix the USB connector.
Okay, well, I'm going to look at it myself, because I think the backup screws with four screws. I'm going to take a look at it. I've been meaning to do that.
Yeah, it could be a relatively easy, you know, repair there, where you just have to reconnect, you know, take the USB out, reconnect the wires to another USB port. Well, not port, but, you know, plug, I guess. And be as good as new again. You know, because if it's just a matter of that the plug got loose or detached or something, you may be able to just replace the USB plug and, you know, you'll be able to use it again. This is N2RYE.
Okay, Lenny, N2RYE. N2RYE. Let me go. I have a few things to take care of, okay?
Okay, Rich. You know, I'm sure everything will work out well for you. Again, have a a very happy new year, and all the best to you and the family, and I hope to speak to you again somewhere down the line there. All right, this is N2RYE, and I'll say 73, Rich. Have a good one.
Yeah, Richie, Sam reminds me that at work they're using these little, I guess they call them zip drives or something, little plug-in things. And the thing is tiny. And you said 32 gigabytes, Sam? Is that what you said?
What?
You said 32 gigabytes?
Yeah.
And this thing is so small, it's like, what, like about the size of a quarter, right?
Yeah.
And that's definitely the way to go. First of all, they're faster. They don't break easy. I mean, I don't know why you don't just put your data on one of them things. Yeah, N2EO and 2 Mike Bravo. I don't know if you got my comment or not. Maybe I wasn't on. Who the hell knows? But anyway, if you didn't get the comment, give me a call back and I'll give it to you. N2MB.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the WQVL Amateur Radio Repeater System.